IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program of Viewpoints. I am Beta, the host of today's episode, and here with me there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Brother Hassanin. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as we talked up to here, we know that the Palestinian people are under oppression from the Israeli country and Zionism. And wherever there is a conflict, there is a clash between two people. We have to find for the dark side and the bright side. And as we know here in this story, Israel is the dark side of the scene. So if you are the dark side, you have to commit some crimes to achieve this actually position in this battlefield. What is the root? What is the reason of this crime? And why, if there is a special root and reason for these crimes, Israel is still declining and just not accepting these kind of things that they are committing? Brother Hassanin, I'm all ear.
I would like to quote here Ayatollah Khamenei. He mentions in his book, The Palestine. He says that, you know, the reason and the purpose behind committing these crimes is that they want to make two things clear to the people of the world. One thing is that this cancerous tumor should be preserved at any price. Another thing is that they want to convince the world that it is faced with coercion and bullying, and that they do not care what is said about them.
Yeah.
So they just, you know, they don't care about like whatever is being told to them. So also we have, as brother has already mentioned, you know, that the countries, they don't really care what Israel does. And Israel really doesn't care about the, as he brother also pointed towards, the human rights. So they don't really care about the human rights as such. And so this is to say that they want to convince the people of the world that no kind of reasoning and no kind of action will be successful against their evil thoughts and their evil plannings.
Yeah. Brother Ali, do you have to
add? Yes, there is another point that I wanted to say with regard to the silence of the world.
International yeah.
arena. We have to add one more dimension to that, and the silence of Muslim Ummah. But we have to differentiate between this silence and the other silence. The silence of Muslim Ummah is not due to their indifference towards the issue. It is due to lack of good leaders in Islamic world rather than the people. So we have to differentiate between this silence of people with regard to the crimes that is happening in Palestine and the ones that we see from the West. From the West, I mean, naturally, based on their claims and whatever they usually show as the slogans, that they have deafened the ears of the whole world, that we are the defenders of human rights, and they are in reality vice versa. But the Muslims do not dare to say anything in front of, I mean, with regard to the pressure that comes to them from the side of their governments. For example, in some neighboring countries, Islamic neighboring countries, which of them can come, for example, into streets and, let's say, show this disagreement or objection with Israel crimes? Some countries we have, for example, we have some countries in the Islam world that they're stance is really outstanding, but they're quite silent in these areas, in these issues. Have you ever heard of any demonstrations, any riots, or any demonstrations or any slogans against Israel there? No. But it might be even the center of the Islamic Ummah, I mean, from physically speaking, right? Or another Islamic country, which is the neighbor of Palestine. I mean, they, in order to protect the Palestinians, they stop closing their borders with Palestine.
So they're letting the Palestinians in.
So is it really the stance of the people? No. It is the state stance of the, I mean, due to the useless or coward leaders of their countries. So why should they be indifferent towards the crime that comes to the people there? But the people in Islamic Ummah actually are silent, and the reason is this. But if you want to see the exact idea of the people, Muslims, what about the Israel and the crimes that is happening there, go and perform what you had and ask your Muslim brothers and sisters there to know what the Islam world thinks.
True.
So, yeah. Thank you, but I wanted to ask you this question, that if we know that the reason of this silence that we have from the Islamic Ummah is that we have a kind of conflict between our people and the government, why don't we do anything? But why don't we take any action or measure towards this? Mm-hmm. You know, what is the reason?
That's a good question. I mean, we can suggest to the brothers and sisters who are living in such countries to do the least thing that they can do.
What is the least
thing? For example, they can write. At least, this is what the list that they can do. They can.
We are doing these sort of things.
Even in some countries, this is even boycotted. Even this little thing is also boycotted, and they have nothing just to stay somewhere and to feel sad that they are not able to do anything. But the least thing that even if they cannot write, they can at least pray for the Palestinians. But
yeah.
If we actually prescribe such a thing, just praying for the Muslims in Palestine, I'm afraid that it becomes only the only weapon of the Muslims we are praying only for the Muslims.
It doesn't work for sure.
Praying?
No, it will work, but we have to do our best, you know.
We cannot just sit here and do nothing. In its place is good, but ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى.
Exactly.
Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, you pray, you start your act, and you step ahead, and Allah will support you.
And will help you.
Yeah, Allah will help you. So it's not correct just to stay somewhere and say, okay, our government are doing nothing, and they stop us from doing anything. So it's better just to stay silent, do nothing. Mm-hmm. No, it's not accepted.
You need to show some action as
من أصبح ولم يهتم بأمور المسلم فليس بمسلم. If you have got up in the morning and you were indifferent to the affairs of other Muslims, it's as if you are not Muslim. You have to show your being a Muslim. You have to show your difference with a non-Muslim, at least. You have to show that you are a duty-bound person.
So we talked about this silence up to here, that they are keeping silent, I don't know, the Western countries, even the Islamic Ummah. But the point, the higher level and step of this silence is the support of Western countries for the Israel. What do you think about this? Brother Hassani,
I didn't get your question.
The support that mm-hmm. the Western countries is providing for the Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So, what could be the reasons and factors?
Okay, So, as we mentioned, the factors. What I feel one of the factors is, with the cause of the Palestinians, one of their target is Islam itself. The Palestine, as we know, it's it comes almost in the central of the Arab region, like the Middle East. So one of the factors is targeting Islam itself. Since we know the Zionist regime, they control the world with their they control the thoughts of the world to different mediums. Through social media, and they have been very successful in changing the thoughts of people over a span of time. Yeah. So one of the reasons, they're supporting these causes is because the main target is Islam itself. And mentioning about their main target being Islam, so they're also planning to be an obstacle. And since they, even in Israel, you might know that there are institutions that study about the philosophy and theology of the Shia religion. So now that they have come to a conclusion there. There's Imam Zaman, our 12th Imam. They've come to a conclusion that Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi, Jalallahu Ta'ala, Faraj al-Sharif, there will come a time, it's near, inshallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance, that he will reappear and, the world will be something else, something different. So this might be their start to, change the world from getting ready for the reappearance of the Imam. So here they want to be the obstacle. They're creating people, they're creating mindsets against Mahdaviyat, against the thought of the reappearance of Imam.
For sure. So supporting your points, I want to add this point that in psychology, we have a kind of a concept that when you are afraid of something, when you are the weaker part, you try to show yourself as the powerful part. You try to, I don't know, be the bully. You try to have more self-confidence, be arrogant and something. And I think it is exactly the same situation for the Israel, you know, because they know in their heart that they are weaker. They may be defeated one day and they believe that one day one person which we define it as Imam Mahdi, Jalallahu Ta'ala Farfaj, will come here and defeat these people. They think that the only thing that they can do is what they are doing, committing crimes and doing the things that are easy and comfortable for them to do, and show themselves as powerful as they can.
Well, I want to take a permission to add some more points to what the brother mentioned. And back to your question, that is, what is the reason that the West is supporting Israel, yeah, right? I can actually answer it through two ways. One is that if we go back to the formation of Israel, we see that sometime in the past, there were some extremist groups in some Western countries, and they wanted to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. They were looking for an area to put them inside and to put them to stay there, at least for a long time, just to let West to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. So they collected them from Argentina, from West, from Britain, from UK, from US, from Russia, and they gathered them in a place and they usurped a land called Palestine, right? Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't they support it? Because in case they don't support it, they will get back to their own homeland. And what will happen then? The same way that we were afraid of ISIS to get back to their homelands, mm-hmm, right? We said that they will create chaos in wherever they go back to.
Yeah.
If they are Afghans, if they go back to Afghanistan, or if they, for example, from Europe, if they go to Europe, the French, they were afraid of them. And I remember that Malaysia and Indonesia, these two countries were watching so that these people who were sent, mm-hmm, to join ISIS not to go back to their countries. Mm-hmm. So what is
so the, they didn't want them to return.
Truly speaking, they don't want them to go back because they were among the extremists of their own society.
Yeah.
Second, it is quite famous among the politicians that, Western politicians, okay, I'll try my best, that Israel works as a safety valve. You know, what is the job of a safety valve in a car? It controls the mm-hmm car in a sort of way. Why? They say that Israel should create unrest in the region, mm-hmm, so that we earn money. Mm. Muslims need to kill themselves to get busy with themselves. For example, in Israel, in Syria, in Iraq, Muslims should kill each other. Why? Because Israel is there. Because Israel is educating and training ISIS in Israel itself, right? Mm. So they create extremist groups inside the Islamic Ummah to make unrest and chaos in Islamic countries. That's why they were planning 10 Muslim countries to collapse in 10 years, but they did not reach their goals. And Iran was the fifth, I think, country that they were looking for to collapse. So as far as Israel is working well, they can sell weapons. What is the one of the sources of outcome of UK and US? Selling weapons.
Selling weapons, yeah.
So when you are selling weapons well, you're making good money. You're selling them to your Muslim allies to kill another Muslim brother and sister. So then you are happy, and they are killing themselves. And Israel is working well as a safety valve, right?
This is the
mystery behind it.
Divide and rule. I think the biggest crime they are actually committing for these Islamic countries and especially Palestine. And I think to fight against this problem, this crime, we have to maintain our unity together, keep our hands together. And inshallah, one day we'll defeat with the help of Allah and the support of Allah behind us, we'll defeat these dark side of the story, and the sun will shine brighter than every day. Thank you for listening to us, dear listeners, and that was all the time we had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum
assalam.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will find Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I keep my head high, deep in my heart. I never have any doubt that Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.